I mean, you know, this guy's really a good player. He's got a lot going for him, you know, big, strong kid, like Roethlisberger strong, that shrugs off defenders and, you know, can throw the ball, make all the throws down the field, but very athletic, fast. He can eat up a lot of yards in a hurry. And he does a good job of picking out his times when to run, critical situations, third down, red area, critical situations in the game, 2 minute, things like that. So he does an excellent job in the line of scrimmage, changing plays, getting the, you know, getting the best play against the defense or against a defensive look, that type of thing. So I think he's got a really, really impressive game. He controls the running game. He controls the passing game. He can make all the throws. He's hard to bring down in the pocket. He's fast. He's elusive. He's kind of, he's got a lot going for him. Especially at home, they haven't given up many third down conversions, only, you know, a handful here in the last three games or so. So they're playing from ahead. They got the crowd noise. They're making it tough to, make it tough to get any kind of rhythm going offensively. And so we obviously need to do that. And they score a lot of points. They're one of the highest scoring teams in the league. So they do a lot of things well. A couple onside kicks, a couple, you know, get plays in the return game. So they've got a good team in all three phases of the game, and they're playing at home. Sure, they'll be ready to go. Be very challenging there. Well, I'd say really pretty much everything. You know, it's really a daily process of, coming in, being ready to go, being well-rested, being alert, taking advantage of the opportunity to work with our teammates and gather information and process it and go out there on the field and execute it and be alert to things that we've learned or situations that come up that we can execute better the next time they happen and get that execution and timing on those things, because it doesn't do any good to know what to do if you can't go out there and do it. So that's our opportunity on the practice field to work on those things. So we just keep doing it on a daily basis, try to string those together, and sooner or later I think those things will, you know, will benefit us, whether it's a play or a situation or a special teams play, whatever it happens to be, you know. Last year we went through the whole year and went through several years, never onside kick. Well, we onside kicked in Cleveland, in Pittsburgh, but and we needed that in the Cleveland game last year, and we got it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know what we're going to need. I don't know what those plays are going to be, but we'll keep working on all the critical situation plays, and when they come up, hopefully we'll be able to know what to do and be able to do it, whether it's third down, fourth down, special teams, whatever it is. I don't know.